Hello and thank you for downloading the Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast for April the 2nd from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. Last week saw a lot of economic data releases from all sides of the global economy, and despite global recovery doubts and more downbeat forecasts, the last quarter seemed quite robust. Equity markets maintained a cautious tone as worries about the Eurozone fiscal outlook resurfaced. For those wondering whether the risk-on sentiment would continue through the following months, there were worrying signals from the US, suggesting that talk of recovery there may have been overdone. This led to selling of the US dollar and saw the British pound-US dollar rate reach $1.60 for the first time in 2012. US GDP on an annualized basis sat at 3%, plus 0.7% in the last quarter over the previous quarter. Durable goods orders improved by 2.2% in February, but house prices continued to fall, even though consumer confidence was the highest for a year. More quantitative easing is not off the cards, as the Fed chairman doubted if the non-farm payroll improvements of recent months was enough to sustain the economy. He called for an expansive monetary policy to support the economy. In Euroland, they have increased the bailout fund to €1 trillion, in anticipation of greater support having to be provided, the Netherlands having joined the party of those countries in trouble. Eurozone unemployment edged higher in February to 10.8%, the highest levels since the euro came into being in 1999. In the UK, the OECD announced that the UK could well head back into recession in the first quarter of 2012, and that last year's final quarter saw GDP contract by 0.3%. Household disposable income is at its lowest since 1977 as the financial year comes to a close. The interest rate isn't expected to change on Thursday, and QE is expected to remain at £325 billion. Thanks for listening.